We're going. Okay. Good morning. I'll call to order the meeting of the Actuarial Services Subcommittee of the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement for December 4th, 2008. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum. It's myself, Senator Betzold, and Representative Michael Nelson. Representative Smith has notified us that he will not be able to be here this morning for this meeting, but we do have a quorum. At our last meeting, we had reviewed a request for proposal, and we asked for one more meeting before this is referred to the full commission. And so, Mr. Martin, did you want to just kind of go through and make any comments on the request for proposals that we have before us before we make that recommendation?
Yes, members. Last time the subcommittee looked at a document that raised a number of policy choices that you could make in how to structure the RFP, and you provided some suggestions and ideas about how you'd like to see the RFP put together. And in the documents that you have before you, one is a numbered page and line document that shows the insertions and the deletions from the prior RFP that we used when the commission was responsible for hiring the primary production actuary rather than the reviewing actuary. And we've also provided you a document which is marked draft in large letters. That is the same document without the indicated insertions and the deletions, the engrossment, as it were. We've incorporated in that document the suggestions from the prior meeting, a fairly wide scope of our potential review activities, one statutory requirement or one requirement for the reviewing actuary, which is that a statutory requirement that they have to be a fellow in the Society of Actuaries. Beyond that, indicating a number of items relating to size, availability, conflicts of interest, and so forth that would be significant factors for the selection process, but not any particular requirement. So those were incorporated in the document. Probably the only thing that would represent a change that probably wasn't discussed at the last meeting has to do with the process. Look on page 2 of the draft document. It's called a potential responders inquiry process. In the past, when the commission dealt with potential bidders, we had a potential bidders meeting, an actual live meeting, mm-hmm. where representatives of potential bidders could come and ask questions, and that was the only process that we used for answering questions. Rather than doing it this way, since we are in a more electronic mode, what I plan to do and what I've substituted here is that we would take questions over the internet and would post the answers without indicating who asked the question. So everyone would get an answer and everyone would see all the answers for all the questions rather than doing that in a public meeting since people may not wish to travel here or right. That this may be a faster and more effective way to do it. So that's something that, given the nature of your suggestions that we do this as electronically as possible, that we added that, something that didn't come up at the prior meeting.
So they could submit questions to you through a certain date.
Yes.
And you'll respond to them. And then how will it be that everybody gets that same information? Will you then prepare some sort of a, after the closing date, then just send out sort of a summary of all the questions that were asked and all the answers then? Or how do you respond?
I would plan to summarize the question and provide the answer on a kind of cumulative basis at a particular link on our website.
Okay. So as you say, it'll be posted by the commission staff on the website. Okay,
yes.
So
cumulatively as it goes, okay. Rather than waiting until the end, because there may be further questions that are raised by a prior answer.
Yeah. Right. So actually, if somebody raises a question prior to the end date, will you be posting the answer then on the website at that time,
yes.
or
wait?
Okay. So you may want to just clarify that second sentence. It says answers will be posted, because it doesn't say whether you're going to do it, during, before the deadline, after the deadline, or whatever. You may just clarify that, as soon as the information's available, or just something like that, just so that they know that they can still, go to the website, because it isn't clear when that information's going to be there, isn't it? So, okay.
Right.
Okay. Do we have any proposed timeline that we're going to recommend to the full commission on when this will be, assuming that on the 18th the commission adopts this, what kind of will we have a suggested date when we can say, okay, let's go forward and it'll be send her out, and then here's when we're going to have a cutoff date. Do you have any ideas?
Senator, I don't have any particular ideas. I'm not sure, since the charge to the subcommittee was made verbally.
Right.
I'm not certain what all it entails,
okay.
whether or not this subcommittee is anticipated to be to continue through the whole selection process,
right.
or whether you were intended to get this ball rolling, and whether the full commission would be involved and when. If it's the subcommittee, I think you have more time flexibility,
sure.
probably, than if it's the full commission.
Right.
And how close we are to the legislative session wasn't clear when we were putting this document together, and just how close to the start of the session you wanted to try and do this.
Yeah.
So.
Well, some of those decisions may happen on somebody else's watch. So,
yes.
Right? Okay.
As members of the commission until your replacements are submitted. So, and there were no,
we'll find out, yeah.
We know who the potential cast of characters.
Well, we'll see what Representative Murphy, as the new subcommittee chair, wants to do. Oops. but at least at the December 18th meeting, let's at least have some sort of an idea,
okay.
a proposal for the commission as to, when we would do it. And, obviously if we leave it to the full commission to pick a date, it'll never get done. So, okay. Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to call to our attention about? Because it looks like the evaluations also have to fill in the blanks on page 12. So the commission will have to fill in, do that as well, too, right? So.
Yes, members, there are a few places that where dates do pop up, when the contract actually starts, when the deadlines for submissions on page 2,
mm-hmm.
The contract start date on page 5. So there are a number of places where once we get a timeline, the necessary dates will need be inserted.
Okay.
And I think as a practical matter, as long as we have the reviewing actuary in place sometime during the early or middle part of the legislative session, they'll probably be useful. We've only, at the moment, received, I think, 2 of the valuations as of July 1, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
One of the changes that did occur during the 2008 session was that the absolute deadline for submitting actuarial evaluations was eliminated. So there is no statutory date by which all the pension funds have to submit their actuarial work. That, in retrospect, may have not been the optimal. Something for future considerations,
sure.
maybe a restoration. And it used to be, in effect, December 1st. It was 5 months after the close of the fiscal year. And for July to June fiscal year plans, that put it on December 1st, which was most of the plans.
Okay.
For the local police and paid fire, it was June 1st. that may, if that's not a workable date, you folks obviously could consider other possible dates, but having a deadline date. But we have very few valuations for a reviewing actuary to look at at the moment as a practical matter. That presumably will be remedied shortly. We're hearing from the pension plans that any day now they will be getting the valuations in.
Okay. So presumably if the full commission then plugs in these dates here and just approves this, then we're really good to go. It's just, you know, the follow-up that you're talking about that has to be done there. Okay. You sent this draft to the subcommittee members. Has anybody else been in the loop or seen it or anything? I don't know.
This has been posted on our website.
It has been. Has anybody commented on it or getting any
Not
feedback?
That I have okay. received.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Representative Nelson, did you have any thoughts or comments on the process here so far?
No, you've answered.
We do have one person here. Did you have anything to weigh in? Okay. We do want to make sure it's public. Okay. Okay, well, if there's no other questions, Representative Nelson, I guess, moves that we recommend to the full commission that the amended request for proposal be adopted by the full commission with the insertion of the appropriate dates by the commission. Is there for discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Is there any further business to come before the subcommittee?
Minutes.
Oh, we have to adopt the minutes. Representative Nelson moves that the minutes
October
9th, 2008, because we had that one meeting, and I said we would have our next meeting after the election, and we did. So Representative Nelson moves the adoption of the October 9th, 2008 minutes. On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Okay, I think I've now completed the agenda items. Is there any further business to come before the subcommittee?
Nothing.
If there is none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.